Would you say the biggest implications, if this drug were to be approved or used, would be for Africa as opposed to in the United States?
Yes, there are certainly people here who find themselves in situations where they can't control their partner's behavior. So, a woman who's engaged in sex work, for example, commercially, who can't force her partners to use condoms, might want to consider something like this to keep from getting infected. A gay man who, for whatever reason, is sexually active without the benefit of condoms, again, might choose to do this. But I think the most obvious application would be in what are called serodiscordant couples, couples in Africa, where one person's infected, and then the other person would take this to prevent acquiring infection. There are some interesting other potential applications, though, that are really quite interesting. If a man, for example, is HIV infected, his wife is uninfected, they want to have kids. Taking a drug like this on the part of the wife might be enough of a reassurance to go ahead and have unprotected sex so she can get pregnant. So there's some interesting, smaller populations, but really important ones.